97.9 The Keel, Aaron Keck here with you this morning, joined in the studio by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Good morning.
Good morning. I have been unceremoniously reminded that I promised to talk about Chinese ice cream that doesn't melt.
I don't, the internet and I never forget.
No,
Victor.
truly.
A couple
they
of
do
days
not.
Ago, you said I was going to talk about Chinese ice cream that never melts. I just need some more time to learn the science.
Okay.
And I think 2 days is long enough.
So I'm just going to riff on this a little bit is what we're going to do. I have learned a little bit more about the science, but more about the like cultural aspect of it. I don't remember when Magnum ice cream got fully pushed on the public, but you're acquainted with that brand, right? Like the luxury ice cream bars that had those really fancy commercials that still look like a Hardee's commercial. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The fancy expensive ice cream bars.
Like Dove bars, but more so.
Yeah, but but more.
Just... Or what was the candy bar? Symphony, that was it.
Symphony bangs.
Yeah, those were good candy bars, but like it was a chocolate bar and we're like Symphony for the discerning teenager wants a chocolate
for
bar.
For the discerning teenager is an apt description. So the Chinese market equivalent of Magnum is called Chice Cream, a sort of a portmanteau of Chinese and ice cream.
Right.
And how the ice cream bars look is kind of cool. Obviously, Magnum is a little boring. It's just a ice cream dipped in a little shell. Chice Cream is folded on itself into, like a textural ice cream bar experience as well.
Just picturing Catherine O'Hara going, "You fold it in, David."
Well, the textural component of Chice Cream luxury ice cream bars stays disturbingly consistent. And people have done experiments. And obviously, we live in an era of social media where you can record a video of just about anything.
Right.
You can experiment on just about anything. People have left them in cars. People have left them on sidewalks. People have subjected them to kitchen torches. And Chice Cream has a disturbing propensity to just not melt.
Interesting.
It is. It is interesting. And the reason it doesn't melt is because of the amount of stabilizers. Now, folks might confuse stabilizers for preservatives, but those two are not the same. Stabilizers are usually dipole compounds that will help things emulsify and stay nice and creamy and rich and stuff. So a stabilizer would be a great idea in your ice cream, but the stabilizer keeping your compound remarkably stable will also result in a remarkably resilient ice cream.
So I've got two words for you, and these are the two words that popped into my head when you started talking about ice cream that doesn't melt, and these two words have never left my head in this whole conversation.
I'm so excited.
Dippin' Dots? How is this
the
not Dippin' Dots?
The ice cream of the
future? Yeah, because Dippin' Dots is an ice cream that also doesn't really melt.
Also a heavily stabilized processed commercial product.
Isn't this just that?
It is that, but I feel like Dippin' Dots being the discrete little globs.
Yes.
I almost said globules, and I wanted to walk that back and just say globs.
I mean, either way,
spheres.
It's an accurate description of what Dippin' Dots are.
That's more palatable, I would think. And also, if like aggressively branding itself as the ice cream of the future, it's more palatable to see future spaceman robot ice cream not melt versus a full ice cream bar you just got in the freezer just stubbornly refused to discorporate.
I don't think Dippin' Dots markets itself as the ice cream of the future anymore.
That's literally
their
slogan.
I think it's just Dippin' Dots now.
Isn't it just Dippin'? Haven't they done the Dunkin' thing?
Oh, God. I hope not.
I hope not as well. I feel like the dots is crucial.
Really paid too much attention to Dippin' Dots' marketing strategy, but I feel like they've dropped Ice Cream of the Future because...
You don't stay up to date on the latest Dippin' Dots news? You don't follow them on Twitter?
I think we've all... Well, now I'm going to start. I think we've all kind of collectively accepted the fact and agreed upon the fact that we are currently in the future now.
True.
Yeah. Right? We've got computers. We can talk to each other across time and space. Like,
also, I feel like having mall foods is significantly less popular. We've been talking about ice cream for a long time. We have to almost be out of time.
We are almost out of time. No, we're talking about Chinese ice cream that doesn't melt today. Like that's our thing.
That's
our trend.
The feature story.
Also, I think Dippin' Dots. I don't know about Chice Cream on how that's marketed, but I think partly with the decline of the shopping mall as like the go-to hangout place and with the understanding that Dippin' Dots is kind of a novelty food anyway.
Totally.
Dippin' Dots has kind of moved out of the mall and into the amusement park. Like, you see it more at, like, fairs and theme parks and things like that, and less so in malls.
It's a special occasion food, right?
Right, it's a special occasion. Yeah. Happy birthday. Have some Dippin' Dots.
Have some Dippin' Dots. I was trying to segue. What's your Dippin' Dots flavor?
Oh, I had it once, Victor. It was like 15 years ago.
What?
It was the ice cream of the future. I tried it once. I was like, all right, well.
Mine is banana split. If you also enjoy banana split Dippin' Dots, shame Aaron Keck for not knowing what Dippin' Dots he wants.
I don't even know how many flavors of Dippin' Dots there are available.
I
can you
either.
Mix and match? Are they like Jelly Bellies? Can you put like a few banana split dots and like mix them with some pistachio dots and make like
the
a really cool?
The banana split dot is already a mix
of
chocolate, cherry, vanilla, banana. It's delicious.
I will take your word for it.
You should.